Isaiah chapter 5. Now I will sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it, and gathered out its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in its midst, and also made a wine press within it. And he expected that it would bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O you who live in Jerusalem, and men of Judah, I ask you to judge, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard, than what I have done in it? Therefore, when I expected that it would bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. And now consider. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be eaten up, and break down its wall, and it will be trampled down. And I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned, nor cultivated. But briars and thorns will come up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. Because the vineyard of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant, and he looked for judgment, but instead oppression, for righteousness, but instead a cry. Woe to those who join house to house, who lay field to field, until there is no room, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. In my hearing the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says, certainly many great and fair houses will be desolate, without anyone living in them. Yes, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield only one bath. About 5.8 gallons, 22 liters. And one homer of seed. About 58 gallons, 6.25 bushels, 222 liters shall yield only an ephah. About 6 gallons, 1 bushel, 22 liters. Woe to those who rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, who continue until night, until wine intoxicates them. And the harp, and the lyre, the tambourine, and pipe, and wine, are in their feasts, but they do not regard the work of the Lord Jehovah, nor consider the works of his hands. Therefore my people have gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore hell has enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp, and he who rejoices, will descend into it. And the mean man will be brought down, and the mighty man will be humbled, and the eyes of the arrogant will be humbled. But the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, will be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy will be sanctified in righteousness. Then the lambs will feed in their pasture, and the waste places of the fat ones strangers will eat. Woe to those who draw sin with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cart rope. Who say, let him make speed, and do his work quickly, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil. Who put darkness for light, and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe to those who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, who justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will go up as dust. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore the anger of the Lord Jehovah is kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has stricken them. And the hills trembled, and their dead bodies were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. And he will lift up an ensign, banner, flag, to the nations from afar, and will hiss to them from the ends of the earth, and, indeed, they will come with speed swiftly. None will be weary nor stumble among them. None will slumber nor sleep. Neither will the belt on their waist be loosened, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent, their horses' hooves will be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lion, they will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar, and lay hold of the prey, and will carry it away safe, and none will deliver it. And in that day they will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, look darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in its heavens.